My Little Friend Goes to the Zoo by Evan M. Finnegan. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Today is a great day to go to the zoo. We're all together. I hold Little Friend in my hand so that he can see everything we do. We've come today to see the new baby kangaroo. We check the map to see where to go, and then Dad leads the way. Runky had been watching, and he thought, "Is that a banana? Wait a minute, you're not a banana. Who is that?" the other monkey asked. "Are you lost? Where do you live?" asked the monkey. Little Friend didn't say anything. Monkey looked puzzled. "I think he's lost," said Monkey. "Don't worry. I'll help you find where you belong." First they started with the elephant. "Do you live here, Little Friend?" The elephant scooped up Little Friend with his trunk and looking into his face said, "Why, you're not a peanut." "Do you live here, Little Friend? A huge lion lair of furious roar!" Monkey quickly raced away with Little Friend, saying, "Whoa, you sure don't want to live here." "Excuse me, maybe you can help us. We're looking for Little Friend's home." The seals tossed Little Friend back and forth, high up in the air, until splash! Little Friend fell into the water. "Oops, I don't think you're supposed to get wet. Let's keep looking." "Little Friend, is this where you live?" The polar bear stopped and gave them a look, saying, "Absolutely not. You must be joking." And they turned and walked into their caves. "Maybe with the giraffes," the monkey. Hello up there. Can you help us?" Monkey and Little Friend climbed all the way up the giraffe's face and asked, "Does Little Friend belong here with you?" The giraffe shook her head no, sending Monkey and Little Friend tumbling down her long neck.
"What about the bird?" said Monkey. "You're the same color, but where are your wings?" And so they continued on.
Monkey hoped this might be the right place. "Penguin, does Little Friend belong to you?" "Certainly not," and all the penguins laughed. "Can you help us, Mother Kangaroo? Little Friend is lost. We're trying to find where he lives." Mother Kangaroo picked up Little Friend and placed him in her pouch. "This almost feels right," thought Little Friend. Suddenly, the zookeeper noticed something very unusual in the kangaroo's pouch. "Well, you don't belong in there," and he placed Little Friend in his pocket. Over the loudspeaker came the announcement, "If anyone finds a yellow Little Friend, please return him to the lost and found." Quickly, Monkey reached down and grabbed Little Friend out of the zookeeper's pocket. "Who is looking for Little Friend?" the monkey wondered. There, waiting at the lost and found, was the family that Monkey had seen earlier sitting on the bench. "Look, there's Little Friend," they all shouted. Frantic, Monkey dropped Little Friend on the ground and quickly scurried up the tree. Little Friend was happy to be back where he belonged, safe inside the secret pocket underneath the sweater. Monkey was watching. He was happy too. The end.